弟兄姐妹、朋友们平安。
Peace to all of you, brothers and sisters.
上周借着加拉太书3章1到14节的经文，所展示的是信心与应许、咒诅与律法的圣经的道理。
So last week, I was giving a sermon based on Galatians chapter 3, 1 through 14. We talk about the promise through the faith and the curse of the laws.
那我曾经说，相信那些经文对我们许多人来说都是颠覆性的挑战。
I keep on saying this, believing those is a pretty much a challenge will upset what we're going to believe on those verses.
为什么那样讲呢？
Because for what reason?
大家可能会想说，赐福的应许来自于上帝。
So we know that the promise of this blessing is coming from our God, right?
咒诅的律法。同样也来自上帝。
But we also know that the law that curses is also from God.
那这两者之间的矛盾，这样的吊诡，怎么样调和呢？
So how do you come to the harmony between this kind of contradiction or paradox? One of them is the curse, the other one is promise.
这就是今天我们要学习讨论思想的主题。由加拉太书3章15到22节的经文要解决的问题。
So this is the main topic I want to talk to you about. What we're gonna from Galatians chapter 3:15 to 22.
承受恩典是信心还是律法
？So the acceptance of the grace is it coming from our faith or is it coming from the laws？
那今天是我们这个主题的上半部分。
So this is the first part of what I want to share with you.
我们将从两个方面。来探讨领会今天这段经文所展示给我们的答案。
So I'm going to examine this from two perspectives.
首先呢，是由加拉太书3章15到18节所展示给我们的律法并非应许之约的依据。
So first one is the law is not the basis of the acceptance of our faith, our faith. That's from Galatians chapter 3:15 to 18.
加拉太书3章15节，弟兄们，我且照着人的常话说，虽然是人的文约，若已经立定了，就没有能废弃或加增的。
So Galatians chapter 3 verses 15 says, brothers and sisters, let me take an example from the everyday life. Just as no one can set aside or add to the human covenant that has been duly established, so it is in this case.
那上周从前面的经文第11到14节，我们认识到。
So through our last week from the verses 11-14, we understand.
耶稣是上帝，却道成肉身来到人间，并钉死在木头上，也就是十字架上。
So Jesus is God, but he took the flesh, come to this earth, and be nailed and crucified on the cross.
他是将人类不能够坚守遵行律法而遭受的那个咒诅，完完全全的担当在他自己的身上。
So he took on the curse of the human being who is not able to follow all the details on law upon himself.
留给我们人类的就是最最轻生的事情。
So what he left to us is what we don't typically treasure.
凭着信心得着上帝自从亚伯拉罕就应许所要赐的那个福分。
So just by the faith you'll be able to receive and inherit this blessing coming from Abraham.
那第十五节的经文是在接续上帝曾经赐福给亚伯拉罕及其后裔这个话题做进一步的解释论证。
So over here in this continues saying the blessing that given to Abraham and his descendant continue to argue.
他的意思是说，我给大家显示个新汉语译本的翻译，说弟兄们，我照着人的想法来说，即使是人的遗嘱一旦生效，就没有人可以废掉或增添什么。
So over here as pastor showing this is a different translation. I just read it through over here for you. My friends, I'm going to use an everyday example. When two people agree on a matter and sign an agreement, no one can break it or add anything to it.
当然这下边这个英文是 今日, today's English version, 和这个现代汉语不是完完全全的,
oh, I'm sorry. So it's not the direct, so it's
the conversion. 但是和NIV的那个英文版本是不一样。
So it's a little bit different than the translation. I just quoted from NIV.
那实际这些经文的意思呢, 我们可以拿一个例子来讲, 比如说, 说曾经有记载说, 有一位妇女, 她生前写了一份遗嘱, 说她 回天家之后, 要把她所有的在世上的财产捐献给一个基督教的大学。
So we can kind of use an example to illustrate what it means. So there was a sister who established a will. When she died, she will give all her belonging to the church.
她可能住在中西部一个偏远的小镇上。
So she probably lived in a little town in Middle West.
但是她的众子女可能住在 东岸纽约,
and all her children probably live over in the eastern side of the United States.
当他们妈妈去世以后，他们听说这个事件时候，既愤怒又觉得不可思议，说你这个大学真是得了便宜。So
over here, oh, I'm sorry. So when the children heard about this, they were saying they were all angry about the will, the money all given to the college.
那他们的众子女呢，就上法庭要求修正这个遗嘱。
So the children petitioned to the court wanted to change the will.
他们说母亲她的个人的财产可以由她按照她的遗嘱来怎么样去分配。
So they were petitioned that her mother's belonging can be taken differently.
但是在她名下的我们家族留下的田产
I'm sorry, so her mother's own belonging can be taken by her decision, but what about the family inheritance that has to be taken by the descendants?
但是最终他们呢,
and they did not succeed in this petition to the court.
因为法庭上认定遗嘱已经执行了, 是不能修改的。
Because the court recognized the will has been already duly established and cannot be changed in any way.
所以在这里呢,
so Paul given an example just like this.
那这些经文用了人与人之间的立定的契约遗嘱,
so over here, they give an example, a contract or will that was being established between people.
我们为了更好地再理解这段经文呢，需要花点时间 对立约的这个历史以及圣经中关于约的延续做一些了解。
So to be able to gain more understanding, I'd like to be able to spend some time to discuss how the covenant was set up in history, also in Bible as well.
那在事实上立约的观念普遍存在于 古代近东地区就是巴勒斯坦地区。
So over here, actually, the Septuagint common is quite common in back in Middle East in the ancient time.
那约大概分两大类。
There are two major groups of this covenant.
一类是在立约的双边的关系中呢, 双边的条件和地位是悬殊的。
So one group of covenant was set up by two different parties. They have a very different social status and they are different conditions.
那就是流行的有民间宗教他们所信奉的某一位神与某个君王或他的子民之间的立约关系。
So over here, most likely is a deity or god, a person believe in a society. They set up a covenant with the people, or a king.
就是神职与人之间的立约关系。
So it's like a covenant set up between a god or and the people, civilian.
另一类普遍的立约关系是人与人之间的那种盟约。
Another group of covenant is a kind of contract or covenant set up between people.
主要的立约方式有两种。
So there, for that group, there are two different kinds of contract or covenant.
那一种呢是立约双方的条件平等，互称兄弟。
So on the first kind is both party they are have equal social status, actually regard each other as brothers.
那这个主要是一些宗族之间,
so that issue is covenant was set up between the tribes. And about talking about the boundary and talking about the slave they have.
因为那时候立约的互相的会立约他们出走的奴隶你们见了你要交还给我
So they were saying some contract to be able to exchange the slaves
还有一种呢就是经过征战以后胜的一方的叫霸王或者宗主国战胜者与小国的君主之间
So over here in this different type of group is for a sovereign country and a subordinate country they have a contract in between
那个叫附庸的条约
So those are so-called vassal treaty.
可以说是双方附庸关系的一种政治条约。
So that was kind of like condition between, as I mentioned, sovereign country, a state, all the subordinate state.
那在这种条件底下呢，宗主国有义务要保护附庸国。
So over here, the sovereign state have the responsibility to protect the subordinate state.
而附庸国要忠心的纳贡。
And the subordinate state need to pay their tribute in terms of
并且只可效忠你所签约的这个。
And of course, they have to pay your homage to this sovereign state.
那其实我们在看旧约圣经里边的，里边充满了以色列人与其他人、其他外族的那些立约关系。
So over here, read Bible, there's a, the Israelites set up a lot of covenant with other people in this biblical history.
那在出埃及的时候，以色列人与米甸人立约。
So when they are in the Exodus recorded that Egypt was setting up treaty with the Midian people.
在约书亚记里边嘛，他们攻打整个这个迦南的时候，与基遍人之间的立约。
So over here, as you remember, when Israel started to take on the land, the promised land of Canaan,
以及后来在列王时代的立约等等。
And they were setting up treaty with the Gideonites and also in the Second King as well.
那组成圣经有两大部分，这两大部分称什么呀？
So we know that Bible has two different kind of section.
旧约和新约.
It's the New Testament, Old Testament and New Testament.
所以约在圣经中是描述上帝与百姓。 与世界与人的关系中一个非常重要的信息。
So as we know that, then from this, we know the covenant carry a very important message between God and the people and the relationship with the people.
那下面我列出了几个在旧约圣经的非常重要的约。
So over here, I will list a few very important covenant as recorded in the Bible.
那这个约的关系是什么？
So and we
是全书的关系，上帝和人之间。
So as you this covenant is two party. One of them is deity, the God, and the other one is people.
诺亚之约、亚伯拉罕之约、西乃之约和大卫之约。
So over here, as you recorded on the left hand side, there's all the covenants.
那诺亚之约呢，被称为约的序曲。
So Noahic covenants considered to be the prelude of all the covenants.
也称彩虹之约。
We also know this so-called the covenant of rainbow.
显示了上帝与诺亚所要履行的责任。
It talks, establishes God's promise to Noah and what Noah needs to fulfill as his responsibility.
那亚伯拉罕之约也称为族长之约。
And the Abrahamic covenant also is called the covenant of the tribal chief.
那这个约是完完全全的从上帝单方所应许给亚伯拉罕。This
is one way of God's promise to Abraham.
包括两个方面，一个呢，要繁盛的人口。As
you know that you're going to have abundant of descendants.
再一个呢，就是承受所应许之地，and 流奶与蜜之地。As
you also know, it's the promised land of Canaan.
那在 以色列人出埃及的道路上有一个西乃之约
，and also there's another one, Sinaic covenant. As soon as Egypt travel outside of Egypt,
是上帝将以色列人从被奴役之地以色列埃及拯救出来之后
，this is after God saved Israelites from the Egypt.
在西乃山借着摩西与以色列百姓所立的约,
as you know, on the Mount of Sinai, God set up a covenant between himself and the people through Moses.
包括十诫以及约定的许许多多的条款,
we all know about this Ten Commandments and other covenants as well.
而且非常明确说守约者得享祝福,
as you all know, it's all very clearly stated, whoever follow the laws will get blessing. Who doesn't obey the commandment will get So we know that the Sinai covenant is the continuation of Abrahamic covenant.
那西乃之约呢,
so we can also consider Sinai covenant is the basis of David covenant.
它反映的就是上帝与选民与以色列民所建立的关系.
It reflects the relationship God established between himself and the people.
然后当以色列人不断的增长，并且也承受了巴勒斯坦地区的流奶与蜜汁之地之后,
when the people, as you recall, when the people, the numbers of people start growing in Israel, and they also started establishing their places in the promised land.
族长之约一告实现,
and then we know the covenant of the tribal chief has been fulfilled.
所以大卫之约呢就取代了族长之约.
So the David covenant will then will be in place of this Sinaitic covenant.
上帝也是借着大卫之约延续了西乃之约，应许大卫的后裔要永远作王.
So also through the David covenant, God promised that his David descendant will continue to be the king in the promised land.
但是我们纵观这个历史，叫以色列民的历史，也是叫约的历史。 令人遗憾的是，历史历代以色列王以及百姓得了应许之后，却不断的背逆上帝。
As you all know that even though pitiful is all the Israel, even God has fulfilled all his promise to the people, but Israel people continue to rebel against God.
因着他们接连的遭受咒诅，遭受磨难，最终导致国破家亡。 流离颠沛,
so they continue to receive curses, turmoil, and then end up their country and their home perish, and then people are being sent to all different places.
那这个时候呢，上帝就再次单方面与人立约.
So again, God set up a covenant from his position.
不单是对以色列民，而是对万国万民.
And then this time, not only to Israel, is to all the people.
这就是上帝与人订立的新约之约.
So this is the new covenant, the blood covenant, as shown over in projection.
所以，我们看加拉太书3章16节经文，所应许的原是向亚伯拉罕和他子孙说的。上帝并不是说众子孙。 指着许多人来是说你那一个子孙，指着一个人就是基督。So
over here in verses 16 says the promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. Scripture did not say to the seeds, meaning many people, but to your seed, meaning one person who is Christ.
所以通过这个简短的对约的历史的了解，我们能够想象出来上帝。 对人类的那种应许.
So through this kind of reviewing this, all this covenant they have set up before, we can kind of understand how God fulfilled his promise along this in time.
那在古代中东地区举行立约或者是结盟仪式的时候,
so when they have trying to set up a covenant, that's one important thing they have to do.
有一个必要的程序就是将一个动物呢, 切开作为证.
So they have to have a sacrifice to have it cut open.
所以在希伯来词中有一个与立约的术语，就是说叫切下盟约.
So typical saying in Hebrew is to say cut a covenant.
你看，在创世纪十五章八节之后，亚伯拉罕说：“主耶和华，我怎能知道必得这地为业呢？”上帝说：“你为我取一只三年的母羊，一只三年的母山羊，一只三年的公绵羊，一只斑鸠，一只雏鸽。”亚伯兰就取了这些来，每一样劈开，分成两半，一半对着一半的摆列。十七节，日落天黑，不料有冒烟的炉，并烧着火，把那些从那些肉块中经过。当那日，耶和华与亚伯兰立约。
So over in Genesis 15:8-18, it recorded as, but Abram said, "Sovereign Lord, how can I know that I will gain possession of it?" So the Lord says to him, "Bring me a heifer, a goat, and a ram, and 3 years old, along with a dove and a young pigeon." Abram brought all this to him, cut into two, and arranged in half opposite to each other. And the bird, however, he did not cut it open. And then continued on 17th, when the sun had set, the darkness had fallen, a smoking fire pot with a blazing torch appeared and passed between the pieces. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram and said, "To your descendants, I will give this land from the Wade and the Egypt of the great river, the Euphrates."
那在加拉太书三章前面的第十三节经文告诉我们说，耶稣基督钉十字架是为了救赎人类而担当了律法的咒诅。
So over here in verses 13 in Galatians, it recorded that Christ carried our curses to save people.
那我们还有没有印象看过耶稣最后的晚餐那个电影，就是接下来我们要举行的圣餐仪式中，耶稣在立圣餐的时候拿起杯来说什么
？So yeah, we watched the movie of Holy Communion when Jesus says when he raised the cup, what did he say?
说这杯是用我的血所立的，为你们所立的新约。
This cup is a new covenant set up with my blood.
是为你们流出来的。
The blood was shed for you.
所以圣餐是可以说是新约之一约中的立约之餐。
So Holy Communion can be considered as a blood covenant that was a meal for setting this covenant.
那随着新约的订立，西乃之约的咒诅怎么样呢
？So
就被除去了。
So after this new covenant, then the curses from the Sinai covenant is completely removed.
基督成为坐在永恒的宝座上的新的大卫。
So Christ became the new king to replace King David.
所以大卫之约被以色列人毁坏了，但是呢，由基督呢。来给他替代。
So the covenant from David has been removed. Now, Jesus being in place for that.
而且永永远远的实现下去。
And then the fulfillment from God will continue till forever.
所以这就意味着新约之约替代了西乃之约和大卫之约。
So this is to see the new covenant replace both the Sinai covenant and the Davidic covenant.
是完完全全的被基督的流血之约所替代。
So this is completely replaced by the blood covenant.
所以接下来经文加拉太书三章十七节十八节。我是这么说，上帝与先所立的约不能被那430年以后的律法废掉，叫应许归于虚空。因为承受产业若本乎律法，就不本乎应许。但上帝是凭着应许把产业赐给亚伯拉罕。
So over here, verse 13, it says, "What I mean is this: the law introduced 430 years later does not set aside the covenant previously established by God." And thus do away with the promise.
现在中文译本，我的意思是说，上帝立了约并答应持守这约，那在430年后才出现的法律不能破坏这约，以致取消了上帝的应许。如果上帝的产业是根据法律，那就不是靠着应许了。然而，上帝赐产业给亚伯拉罕是靠应许的。
So over here is different translations. You can probably read along by yourself.
所以经文在这明确地指出上帝与亚伯拉罕立约所发出的那个应许。So
over here, through these verses, we know that God promised to Abraham
不会因着430年之后以色列人出埃及路过西乃山的时候所增定的那个律法所改变。
It's not going to be changed by the law that was established by Israelites themselves 430 years ago.
所以这意思就是应许是在先的，律法是在后。
We know that a promise is established long time ago, and the law happened right afterwards.
而且有关亚伯拉罕的那一个子孙，基督的应许，是早于律法颁布之前就已经立定了的应许。
And a promise to the seed was done long, long time ago before the law is established, was established.
所以。
So in conclusion, the laws are is not the basis of the new covenant, promise covenant.
也更不能成为得享应许的那个条件。
It's also not the condition to receive the promise.
所以接下来的经文跟律法在人类历史的长河中，给他量身打造的一个确凿的身份。
So over here, this is really just the exact description given to the laws.
15-22节的经文，律法迫使人追求救恩的工具。
So second aspect I want to talk about is the law is a vehicle to compel one to pursue the salvation.
加拉太书3:19-20节，这样说来，律法是为什么有的呢？ 原是为过犯添上的，是等候那蒙应许的子孙来到，并且是借天使经中保之手设立的。但中保本不是为一面做的，上帝却是一位。So
in NIV version says, why then was the law given at all? It was added because of the transgression until the seed to whom the promise referred had come. The law was given through angels.
那上一周在问到保罗在此处所讲的律法的时候，我问大家，这个律法指的是什么律法？
So after, if you remember last week, I was asked all of you a question: What law, is this referring to?
大家迟迟没有回答，我问了几遍，急得我直跺脚。
No one answer. I become so anxious, like no one knows the answer at all.
估计想想，不知道是不是冤枉大家。So
I was thinking about maybe I really doubt you that much.
请大家看几幅图。So
I want to show you a few pictures.
这是刚才的现代中文译本啊。这什么地方？So
you're probably familiar with this Wailing Wall in Jerusalem.
从古至今，无论是在犹太人的会堂，还是在耶路撒冷的西墙或者叫哭墙
from ancient time in Jewish history, from at the this Wailing Wall,
总会看到像这样的一些犹太人，盖在头上或者披在肩上一条长长的有蓝色或者是黑色条纹的白色的披肩。
People going to this Wailing Wall covered with a scarf with either black or blue stripes and pray.
他们或祷告或读经。
Either they pray or they just read the Bible.
这种披肩呢就被称为说是犹太人的叫祈祷巾。
So over here, this is kind of like a praying scarf. It's called a talit.
希伯来人叫的talit, 他先讲了。
All right, good. Very good.
那它最独特之处在是在它的四个角分别各有一个坠子。So
over here, most spectacular, you see it. There's on the four corner, there are four tassels.
那在它的底边呢，镶有流苏。So
over here, there's other fringes all along the edges of the scarf.
那按照犹太的传统，他们是遵照当年上帝吩咐摩西的样式。 或者镶在他们穿的衣服的底边上
This is according to what God asked him to do to make this a scarf.
我们看一段经文，民数记15章37到47节。耶和华晓谕摩西说：“你吩咐以色列人，叫他们世世代代在衣服边上做穗子，又在底边的穗子上钉一根蓝细带子。你们佩戴这穗子，好叫你们看见，就纪念遵行耶和华一切的命令，不随从自己的心意，眼目行邪淫，像你们素常一样，使你们纪念遵行我一切的命令，成为圣洁，归于你们的上帝。”
So over here in Numbers chapter 15 to 37, talk about the tassel on the garments. It says, the Lord says to, said to Moses, speak to the Israelites and said to them, throughout the generation to come, you are to make tassels on the corners of your garments with a blue cord on each tassel. You will have these tassels to look at the end so that you will remember all the commands of the Lord that you may obey them and not prostitute yourselves by chasing after the lusts of your own hearts and eyes.
现在让大家了解一个非常有趣的知识。
So I want to share with you a knowledge.
英文呢有26个字母。
So we all know that in English there are 26 characters.
希伯来文呢有22个特殊的字母。
In Hebrew only have 22 characters.
那古代的传统呢，用希伯来语，它很奇妙的有一种呢，它表达它的数字的方式，用它们的字母。
So there are very special way to express number using Hebrew characters.
Ooh, wow.
Ooh. There goes.
那我们看到这边呢是希伯来。 语的22个字母，这是序号。那分别呢？前面的10个呢，是代表的是1、2、3、4、5、6、7、8、9、10。
So over here on the right-hand corner, the right-hand column is the Hebrew character. On the left-hand column is the sequential number.
从第11到22呢，它变成20、30、40、50、60、70、80、90。 然后100, 200, 300, 400.
Oh, okay. From 11 to 13, started changing a different sets of number, like Pastor was saying, what, 70, 79, something like that. So it's not a one-to-one correspondence to an increase of number.
那刚才呢，民书记中讲到一个穗子。
So over here, talk about tassel or fringe.
那按照这个穗子，它的希伯来语呢是4个字。
So the four characters in the Hebrew,
4个字母, 所对应的数字呢, 就出来了。
So the corresponding numbers are 400,
490, 10, 90, 加起来是590.
So 490, 10, and 90, if you add it together, it's 590.
按照他们的传统，他们呢。 有四条，刚才讲了有四条长长的坠子在那个祈祷巾上。
As I described on that praying garment or scarf, there are four tassels.
它每一条呢是由八条线组成了以后呢，有5个活的结组成的。
So over here there are 8 strings, and each 8 strings has 5 nuts, double nuts together.
这样有八有五，形成了一个元素13。
So you add them 5 together, become number 13.
它的呢就是4个穗子，然后这些呢是流苏。
So all those other than the tassel, there's a lot of fringes in between, as you can see.
那按照他们的传统呢，590可能约等于600，就代表这些穗子代表590。那这个呢，四根呢长的坠子呢？ 就代表13，组成了一个613的数字。
So over here, they kind of rough it up. 590 is about 600. Adding those four tassels, so number add up together as a 613.
那在加拉太书中，法利赛教派背景，奉割礼的信徒，他们所推崇的那些割礼呀，那些食物洁净条例啊，等等等等。
So over here, we'll talk about rituals of those of Pharisees and the people that follow the circumcisions. They have certain ritual they are following.
其实呢，是由历代的犹太领袖对旧约圣经、摩西五经中的律法的规条，以及由历史历代拉比口传的那种教导、解释等等，这些呢整理记录在一起。
So all of those are really summations of all the Moses law and all those kind of like rituals that rabbi teaching orally, forming this thing that Pharisee and Jews are doing.
形成了一部犹太人必须恪守的613条戒律.
So this forms the so-called 613 commandments that Jews are following.
这是英文的。 现在大家请注意，犹太拉比的传统观点认为，说昔日啊，先知摩西在西乃山上从上帝手中所领受了两个律法，他们叫妥拉。So
the rabbis believe this. Back when the Moses is at Mount Sinai, he received two different laws. It's called Torah.
他们认为呢，一个是文载的律法，也就是刻在 那石板上的，另外还有一类呢，是口传的律法。One
of them is the so-called written law, which is being engraved on the tablet, a stone tablet, as you recall. The other one is so-called oral laws.
所以今天的话讲，就是说，旧约圣经中的十条诫命呢，是上帝亲自刻在石板上，交给摩西。So
over here, you know, the covenant, the commitment that Jews follow, the Ten Commandment is what's given by God.
可以说那是道德性的律法。
Those are the so-called ethical laws.
而那些要求以色列人进入迦南之地之后要遵行的那些律例、那些典章呢，是由摩西口传的礼仪性的律法。So
over here, when Israelite people enter in the land of Canaan, all the things they're doing, their rituals, their ceremonial rituals, those are given by Moses.
这是从拉比的传统我解释出来的。So
this is kind of like being the interpreted by the rabbi through times.
我们看一段经文，《申命记》4章11到14节。那是你们近前来站在山下，山上有火焰，冲天，并有灰昏、昏黑、密云、幽暗。耶和华从火焰中对你们说话，你们只听见声音，却没有看见形象。他将所吩咐你们当守的约，指示你们，就是十条诫。 并将这诫写在两块石板上，那时耶和华又吩咐我，将律例典章教训你们，使你们在所要过去得为业的地上遵行。So
over here, as recording Deuteronomy chapter 4:11-14, you came near and stood at the foot of the mountain with the with its blaze with fire to every heavens, with black clouds and deep darkness. Then the Lord spoke to you out of the fire. You heard the sound of the words, but saw no form. There was only one voice. He declared to you his covenant, the Ten Commandments, which he commanded you to follow, and then wrote them on the two stone tablets. Again, the Lord directed me at that time to teach you the decrees and laws you are to follow in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess.
前面我做了这么多的铺垫，实际上的意思说，保罗在加拉太书3:19-20，恰恰是借用了犹太拉比的传统。
So over here, Paul's using Rabbi's way to argue,
以将计就计的论证法利赛教派和 奉割礼的那些信徒们所要赤手的摩西律法的这个观点。So
over here, kind of argued the viewpoint of the Pharisees and the people that follow the circumcision. They're following the reason why they're following the Moses laws.
因为在拉比他们的脑子中，他们执着的 相信上帝是圣洁的，是遥远的，是人不可及的。Because
rabbis all believe God is holy God. He is so remote, and cannot be reached by people.
所以他们坚持认为上帝不可能与人直接的交往，因此他们蚩尤的上帝说是上帝先将律法交给了天使，然后由天使告诉摩西传给以色列人。
And they believe that God, there's no way God will communicate to human being directly. So they believe God gave the law to the angel, and angel in turn gave law to the Moses.
那我们现在回到19到20节的经文。
So turning back to verses 19 to 20.
律法的目的，然后呢，法律是由天使借着一位中间人颁布的。这是保罗在将计就计，按照拉比的传统讲的。So
over here says the law was given to the entrusted mediator, and the mediator hired and inspired more than one party, but God is one.
他的意思就是说，犹太传统依照摩西律法定出来的613条诫律呢，是借着天使经由摩西这个中保，中间人传给以色列民的一些礼仪性的律法。So
over here is like kind of a ceremonial law that been given to the people through the Moses, as a mediator from God.
最典型的就是割礼和食物洁净条例等等。And
as you know that the most famous is the circumcision and also the command they have to follow for clean food.
那言外之意的就按照你们的传统，按照你们所尊重的律，那个拉比他们的传统呢，应许和律法两者完全不相同。So
based on Rabbi's interpretation then. The promise and law are completely different.
应许是单方的，是馈赠的。So
the promise is one directional, being bestowed by God.
那我们继续下边的经文，加拉太书3:21-22节。这样律法是与上帝的应许反对吗？断乎不是。若曾传一个能叫人得生的律法义，就诚然本乎律法了。但圣经把众人都圈在罪里。 使所应许的福因信耶稣基督归给那信的人。So
over here, verse 21, it says, "Is the Lord therefore opposed to the promise of God? Absolutely not. Not if a law had been given that could impart life, then righteousness would certainly have some by the law. But the Scripture has locked up." Everything under the control of sin, so that what was promised being given through the faith in Jesus Christ might not be given to those who believe.
可不可以这样理解？说上帝设立的俗世的律法是为了显明某一种行为是罪。So
we can understand this way: the law set up by God is trying to reveal certain time of transgression.
就像先前我们所比喻的，律法就像镜子，就像量身高的尺子，就像X光机。So
we can understand kind of law is like a mirror or is a ruler that you measure your height or could be thought about that's like kind of like X-ray machine.
实际上所有人的罪的行为反映测量反射出来。So
that can reveal, measure, and reflect one's transgression.
所以无论那些公开抵抗律法的人，还是热心遵行律法的人，都包括在内。So
that includes people who are against the law or obey the laws.
而且是将所有的人都放在了咒诅底下，因为没有一个人可以完完全全地遵照律法去行。So
everybody's all will be under the curse because no one can follow the laws completely.
这样的目的是什么？So
what is the purpose of this then?
这样的目的就是预备福音的到来。This
is really is prepare the coming of the good news.
迫使人不得不去追求上帝。This
is really compel everyone to pursue God's grace, isn't it?
改教家马丁路德。 对律法的供应有一段非常精辟的一个解释。So
a famous reformist Martin Luther has a very very clear interpretation about the laws.
他说从属灵和神圣的供应来讲，律法最有价值的贡献呢，就是保罗所描述的原微过犯天上的。
So over here, through a spiritual and the spiritual understanding, the law, the most important value the law do is to add on the sins.
律法是向人显明了人的罪。
So law is to reveal people's sins.
人的瞎眼，人的悲惨。
So our blindness, our misery.
人的无知，人的仇恨。
Our ignorance, our hatred.
人对上帝的藐视。 人的死亡，甚至人的咒诅已知，
our ignorance spoke on our death.
否则，如果没有律法的话，只要一个人不是说他杀人了，或者是通奸了，或者他是个盗贼，那他就会发誓说，哇，他是个义人。
So if that without a law, if no one is either a murderer or adulterer or a robber, he can say he is a righteous person, right?
所以他的结论也是今天我们的结论，说除了律法，上帝还会用什么样的方法使这样一个人降卑呢？
So besides the law of God, what method God would use to humble a person?
Amen. 现在请大家一起翻开红色诗歌本。